Good morning, me town man. I'm tired. Don't know what to say. I'm tired and there's a lot going around inside my head. For starters, like, Susan, will you jizz in me? You fucking retarded cunt and all your bloody YouTube minions of fucking shit. You cunts have been shadow banning me and deleting my comments and, you know, like, if I log in, there's my comment at the top of the page. And it was posted 4 weeks ago, and all the fucking comments below that and all the comments above it, they've got like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 500,000 comments or what. They've been, you know, fucking approvals, you know. And mine's sitting there right in the middle and it's got zero. And when I log out, I can't see my fucking comment anymore, you know. And, you know, I'm so tired of all their fucking shit, you know, and, you know. And I make a lot of really brilliant comments to a lot of fucking really brilliant people and their work. It's good. And they just keep right on fucking deleting them. You know, it's kind of like, unless you're a fucking retarded cunt, they don't want you on the platform. And, you know, and that's, it's not okay. It's actually a really, really shit practice, because all the best content creators and all the best commenters are just fucking leaving in droves, you know. People have just had enough, you know. And, so because I got so tired of, you know, Susan, will you jizz in me's poo tube, and all the fucking stupid lying fucking cunts who work for that, I just said, I've had enough, and I deleted my channel. Oh, and there were eons of really good materials and memories and thousands of fucking documentaries and bloody movies and bits and pieces. Not so much movies, but thousands of fucking really incredible people. And I think that sort of saying goodbye to all of that sort of stuff kind of was like saying goodbye to all those people that were there once upon a time in Ballarat, you know, a long time ago. And so, I just said goodbye to fucking YouTube. There's some channels there that are worth knowing. There's enormous amounts of really good work, but now it's just sort of kind of like, you know, YouTube became so fucked a long time ago that if you didn't have ad blocker, you were watching more fucking ads than there was on free-to-air TV. It was fucked, you know. So without ad blocker, it's essentially a shithole site where for every, it's what gets called free-to-air, you know, TV. It's not free, because I've done the calculations on it. If you're, let's just say, you're worth, say, $20 an hour, okay? Just fucking argument's sake, just, you know. So, you could watch, say, a really good two-hour movie, right? And they're running, well, technically it's, say, an hour and 20 minutes, but there's, like, say, 40 minutes of ads in it, right? So, technically, if you're worth $20 an hour, you're technically spending, say, Oh, it's 2/3 of 20. Six and six. We'll just say it's $13. You know, you're spending $13 of your earning capacity on watching ads. When you could have just gone and hired the movie without ads. Get out of the fucking way. You know. So you're spending like $13 of your fucking time and money, of your time, of your earning capacity, wasting your life watching these fucking bullshit ads on these free-to-air type channels. And, you know, you could have gone and rented the fucking movie, you know, for a dollar or two, you know. Or three, you know. So, essentially, free-to-ad TV is just bullshit. And, so is YouTube, you know. You could have just gone and fucking paid a couple of bucks and rented the movie, and these fucking cunts put all these conditions and terms and restrictions and limitations on renting the movie. Yeah, so that you can't, so, watch it, you know, in the middle of winter or something. I've slipped into a dream state then. You can't watch the fucking movie in the, you know, middle of winter and, you know, whatever, and fucking, it was a quick dream, fuck. Like falling asleep at the wheel, except my eyes are usually open. Yeah, you can't sort of say watch the movie as many times as you want for, say, 2 or 3 weeks. You know, you got to watch it within 24 hours of starting it or something, you know. So with YouTube, basically it's insufferable, you know. And I don't advocate. Their model became so cuntingly cuntish, that, you know, I mean, all I did really was just watch a lot of documentaries and hoarded enormous amounts of documentaries. Yeah, you can't actually save the movie, you could actually only save the, link to the movie, you know, unless you want to download them and all. And speaking of documentaries and movies and bits and pieces, I've just been deleting enormous quantities of just shit from my hard drives, you know. And that's a good thing. Get out of the fucking way! Jesus, fuck! Oh, fuck me, you know? You know, when you want to watch a... when you want to create a movie, the cat... you know, when you want to do something of no particular consequence, the cat's doing its things around the place, and sometimes it comes and goes, but as soon as you start, you know, recording a fucking video on the phone, oh, it's like a bloody fly on shit, you know, and it just won't stop orbiting the bloody phone, you know. God, fuck me. So, yeah. After getting pulled and pushed out of the way fucking like eight or nine times in like, you know, 5 minutes, it just, I've had enough, you know. Get out of the fucking way, cat, you know. But anyway, so, yeah. So, yeah. Men of MGTOW, I told Susan, will you jizz in me to shove her poo tube up her ass? I'm tired of being fucking shadow banned. I'm tired of being fucking having my comments go, you know. I'm tired of having my comments only appear when I log in and they've got no likes on them. You know, I don't give a fuck whether people like it or not. It's the fact that, you know, there's the comment before mine has got 2,000 likes and the comment after mine has got 3,000 likes and my comment has been made invisible. It's like, you know, you dirty low-life cunts, you know, of YouTube. And that's where I think, you know, Google and YouTube are fucking assholes, you know. So, and YouTube has really fallen by the wayside. It's probably got, I probably watch about 10% of the content that I watch on YouTube these days, and it usually just gets sent across to other fucking, well, actually watched on a lot of other sites like BitChute and MGTOW TV, and so, I told Susan, shove it up your ass. And I went and deleted my channel. And I don't feel bad about it. There's some channels that I really did like, but it's like, yeah, I did hoard an incredible amount of sort of videos I liked and content I created by sort of utilising other people's fucking content while I created mine, you know. I'm actually falling asleep as I speak. Yeah, but aside from some of that save stuff, well, there's two issues. One is it's, what am I fucking doing? I'm sliding into dreamland. Videos about fucking rocket engines and riveted bloody structures and shit. Yeah. YouTube is, as a platform, it's failing. You know, when you just do dirty, stupid, nasty shit to people. You know, you do it to content creators and you do it to fucking their subscribers and all this sort of shit. You know. You piss in enough fucking people's soup. Pretty soon your restaurant goes out of business. And it's one of the things about me and a few other people, we really took on eBay. And I was the person who physically broke their customer base by about 50% and just caused a massive fucking hemorrhage of fucking sellers, you know. And yeah. And I did that single-handed, that specific event, I did it single-handedly. And see, what YouTube is doing is I think some might say, oh, we have X amount of billions of people viewing our stuff per month, but that, you know, when you really, that's what sort of eBay was saying, we've got all these fucking users, da-da-da-da-da. And by fudging the figures, you sort of find that, you know, 90% of, or 95% of fucking people coming to Facebook are only coming there for a 5-minute sort of diddle or, I'm just drifting so much. Yeah, most of the people who come to YouTube are actually just coming there for just a brief fucking time. They're not actually, you know, or they've got accounts on there that they come to once a month or something like that, or once a week for half an hour or whatever, but they're not actually using YouTube as a sort of video type platform, you know. You know, I might sit in my boots Sorry, drifting off. Yeah, what sort of, what's it called? Fucking losing the content here. Yeah, so YouTube might be sort of manufacturing their user statistics to say, oh, we have 50,000 visitors a fucking, or 50 million visitors a month or some shit, but, you know, they're not actually sort of saying that's not actually an honest answer. That could be sort of like what is spent on the visitors every, or what the numbers are of the actual visitors, you know, and how they're quantifying them. Well, you know, they're saying, well, if you get X amount of bits of concrete coming down from outer space, I'm trying to fucking work. Oh, God. Yeah, so I think they're sort of fudging their figures in terms of their popularity and how much revenue they're taking, and how many people are sort of returning, and how the sort of user rates are sort of, well, I think they're actually diminishing, and they're getting less and less people spending less and less time on it, so it costs more and more to run per unit, and other things are really thin. Time to bed.